Level 4 Listening Test. This test has 10 questions.
Listen to the recording and answer the questions.
For each question, choose the correct answer.
You will hear the recording twice. Now we are ready to start.
So, how do you actually make an ice sculpture?
Before I start shaping the ice, I have to write all my ideas down in a notebook and draw pictures of each section. Then I create small ice models and decide the best order to cut and shape different bits. Once you've started, there's no time to stop and think. You have to work quickly.
And is making an ice sculpture hard?
It is. The most difficult thing is trying not to get cold, as I have to work in a cold room. Also, you have to concentrate all the time. And you have to be fit. You're racing against time to finish before the ice turns to water. And some of the tools are heavy and difficult to handle.
So when the sculpture is finished, how do you display it?
Well, the lighting has to be exactly right to make the ice shine. Coloured lights look good, especially with a dark floor. Some things make the sculpture look awful, though, like putting a cream-coloured wall behind it. You shouldn't ever do that.
That's interesting, Richard. You recently won the top prize in an ice sculpture competition. Could you tell us about your winning sculpture?
Yes. I was in a team of sculptors who made a castle from ice. The judges liked it because the design of the castle was completely our own. At these competitions, a lot of people copy their designs from real places.
Unfortunately, ice sculptures always melt. How do you feel when that happens?
I enjoy it.
Thanks very much, Richard.
Thank you.
Now listen again.
So, how do you actually make an ice sculpture?
Before I start shaping the ice, I have to write all my ideas down in a notebook and draw pictures of each section. Then I create small ice models and decide the best order to cut and shape different bits. Once you've started, there's no time to stop and think. You have to work quickly.
And is making an ice sculpture hard?
It is. The most difficult thing is trying not to get cold, as I have to work in a cold room. Also, you have to concentrate all the time. And you have to be fit. You're racing against time to finish before the ice turns to water. And some of the tools are heavy and difficult to handle.
So when the sculpture is finished, how do you display it?
Well, the lighting has to be exactly right to make the ice shine. Coloured lights look good, especially with a dark floor. Some things make the sculpture look awful, though, like putting a cream-coloured wall behind it. You shouldn't ever do that.
That's interesting, Richard. You recently won the top prize in an ice sculpture competition. Could you tell us about your winning sculpture?
Yes. I was in a team of sculptors who made a castle from ice. The judges liked it because the design of the castle was completely our own. At these competitions, a lot of people copy their designs from real places.
Unfortunately, ice sculptures always melt. How do you feel when that happens?
I enjoy it.
Thanks very much, Richard.
Thank you.